With us today is Chris Michael, Project Manager of Media Access Australia, and Chris is going to tell us about audio description in New Zealand. Welcome, Chris.
Hello, Beta.
Now, what's happening with audio description in NZ?
Well, people might be aware of this. I've talked about this on the program a little bit before, but essentially they've had a trial started in March last year. It started fairly low-key. They basically did one program, which is Coronation Street, which is the British soap opera, which is extremely popular in New Zealand, I'm told. And they imported the audio description from the UK. So that's been going on since March, and that has all been a success in terms of all the technology behind it has worked and so on. So the good news is that they are now starting to set up a regular audio description service, which will have both imported programs and New Zealand programs that will be described over there. And what I actually did was I went over there about a month ago, because I'm a trained audio describer, and I trained four of the TV New Zealand captioners and how to do it. They were extremely enthusiastic about it all and did it very well, and I'm sure they're going to be great describers. And in fact, the first movie that they described went on air there, I think about 3 weeks ago. So it's all moving ahead nicely.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, the thing I always like to know is about the feedback. Have people appreciated the service?
Oh, yes. I mean, anyone who hears audio description for the first time, especially on TV programs that you might have been watching for years, is just thrilled by it, essentially. So it's gone very well. One of the good things about their TV setup there is that their Freeview service, any TVs and set-top boxes that are Freeview approved, have extra audio channels on them. And so there were quite a few people who just had already the equipment to receive it. And it's actually been broadcast on the channel that's set up for an Italian audio channel.
Really?
No particular reason, but
because it was there, I guess.
But it was there, and so you use the technology as best you can.
Can you remember the film that the audio described?
I only saw part of it. It was a New Zealand film called Number Two, which looked really interesting, I must say.
Yeah, it would be very good to have the New Zealand accents on it, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting thing. It's there's actually been a bit of discussion about whether people prefer their own accents on something that they're watching, or whether it should be the accent from the country where it's been described. And I think that the consensus of opinion is it sort of doesn't matter terribly much as long as something is audio described
and it's clear and yes
and it's clear and it's well done.
Yes.
So I don't know. I mean, there's basically two schools of thought. I don't really know what to think, really.
So how long have you been audio describing, Chris?
I learnt back in 2005 when Media Access Australia was the old Australian Caption Centre.
That's
we
right,
actually
yes.
got a grant to do some of it, so we brought someone over from Scotland who did some training with us. And yeah, it's an absolutely fascinating thing to do.
It'd be fascinating to have a Scottish voice sort of describing.
Yes, yes.
I say that because I'm Scottish myself.
Well, I actually played the Trainees when I was over in New Zealand. I played them the movie Moulin Rouge, uh-huh. which features Ewan McGregor, which is a very difficult movie to audio describe. And it was actually audio described by Ewan McGregor's uncle.
Wonderful.
Who is one of the main audio describers in Scotland, I believe.
So, oh, yeah. Yes, indeed, yeah.
And the Scottish accent sounded great on Rouge.
Wonderful. Okay, I'll believe you. Now, Chris, before we go, a couple of seconds or so left, is there any news on the Australian audio description
Look,
trial?
Not yet, but we're expecting some positive news very soon. So, yeah, I'm optimistic.
Okay, well, we'll certainly be being kept up with that. If you want to know more about accessible technology, Media Access Australia have a website, www.mediaaccess.org.au. You can also contact them at info@mediaaccess.org.au or phone 02 9212 6242. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Chris Michael, Project Manager of Media Access Australia. Media Access Australia is a supporter of this program.